Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk.
Missile defense test. I'm Barton Eckert. Top Trump aide Jared Kushner's involvement with Russian officials coming under increasing scrutiny. The Washington Post reports the president's son-in-law talked to the Russian ambassador about creating a private communications channel between the Trump transition team and Moscow. Jeff Zeleny is traveling with the president in Sicily this morning.
I can tell you Russia is hanging over the president's head, even as he has been over here for the last week. He's been watching, I'm told, every incremental development of this story.
Pentagon planning its first test of a system for shooting down an intercontinental range missile. Police in Portland, Oregon say two people are dead following a stabbing on a city train. Witnesses say a man was yelling racial and anti-Muslim slurs at women when passengers tried to quiet him. I'm Barton Eckert. Last week's massive landslide in Big Sur reminded many Californians of the possibility of the big one. Correspondent Scott Carr reports earthquake experts are warning they'd be smart not to forget.
Seismologists like Lucy Jones say many Californians still haven't come to grips with what she calls the inevitability of a devastating earthquake, but warns they better.
We'll have lost all of the aqueducts coming into Southern California. It's going to take 6 months to get water back into all our houses. We'll lose electricity.
This past week in Japan, Jones told an international group of scientists such an earthquake will happen and strongly recommended more California cities be required to retrofit vulnerable buildings.
1,800 dead, but 300,000 buildings badly damaged.
Next year, scientists and the U.S. Geological Survey are set to unveil the first phase of an earthquake early warning system, a program completely eliminated under the Trump administration's current budget proposal. I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Barton.
FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm James Stanley. D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo was 17 when he was arrested in 2002 for a series of shootings that took the lives of 10 people and wounded 3 in Virginia, Maryland, and here in the district, causing widespread fear throughout our whole area. Now, some 15 years later, there's been a development and a change in the original sentencing. Here's WMAL's Lee Graham with the latest.
A federal judge threw out 2 life sentences for Malvo and ordered Virginia courts to hold new sentencing hearings, saying that Malvo is entitled to new sentencing hearings after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life sentences for juveniles are unconstitutional. Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Ray Moreau, who helped prosecute Malvo, said the Virginia Attorney General can appeal Jackson's ruling. If not, he said he would pursue another life sentence. I'm Lee Graham on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mourners have said farewell to a student whose fatal stabbing is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Richard Collins III was remembered Friday at his funeral in Upper Marlboro as fun and sometimes mischievous. His cousins say that he was a person who friends would call on when they needed help. Police say Collins was fatally stabbed by Sean Urbanski while visiting the University of Maryland. And you're not going to believe this, but zoo officials in Washington say they're hoping to get the panda mom pregnant again. Smithsonian National Zoo officials say they performed 2 artificial inseminations Thursday on the 18-year-old panda, who's given birth to 3 surviving cubs, one in 2005, another in 2013, and the final in 2015. I wonder if she'll wonder how in the world this happened. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. The Beltway, Interloop, and Outer Loop look good. We're not seeing any delays this morning. Here in the district, though, we do have a crash affecting traffic both directions on New York Avenue. Between North Capitol and Florida Avenue, all of those lanes are blocked. That's a crash. It's been there for a couple of hours. They should hopefully have that picked up soon. In Maryland, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, only 2 right lanes getting by. They've got a work zone set up this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast for this Memorial Day weekend. 60% chance of rain today, 75 for an afternoon high, 61 overnight with a chance of rain continuing. We'll see a little bit of sunshine tomorrow with still about a 20% chance of rain. More likely to have rain Sunday night, about a 60% chance. 40% chance of rain on Memorial Day Monday with a high of 82 that afternoon. Right now, partly cloudy, 62 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Most adults take supplements hoping to improve their health. They don't do anything to prevent illness. That's why I created Texas Superfood. It's pure, natural nutrition. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. Get better energy, focus, better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order 2 bottles of Texas Superfood, get the 3rd bottle free. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit CubCadetDealers.com.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO, that's promo code RADIO, and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and licensure information.
This is such a blow to investors. You know, right now, breaking
all around the world. And we're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton producing for us this morning. And, of course, as always, a lot to cover and a great team of experts to cover it for us this morning. Cheryl Atkinson will join us. Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll be talking with John Gizzi. We'll get John's perspectives on the president's trip to Europe and also the president's budget, which is a hot topic. The PGA senior tournament in town this weekend, and we'll get an update from Captain Kevin Wensing, who has been over at the tournament and will bring us up to speed on it because there's a very interesting component for members of the military, and we'll tell you about that this morning as well. So we've got a lot going on. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times, of course. It is Memorial Day weekend, and we should just take a second. I need to do this every year because everybody looks at Memorial Day as a big sale weekend or the weekend to get stuck in traffic trying to get somewhere, whether it's the beach or the mountains, whatever. We need to remember that Memorial Day is a federal holiday for remembering the people who gave their lives while serving in the country's armed forces. And you may have heard it if, you know, your grandparents talked about Decoration Day. That's how it originated. And it originated right after the American Civil War. And an organization of Union veterans founded it in Decatur, Illinois. And they established it as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the Union war dead with flowers. A little bit later on in the 19th century, competing Union and Confederate holiday traditions were celebrated on different days. Well, they finally merged them, and it became Memorial Day, extended to honor all Americans who died while in military service. Well, another one of those rocking weeks when it comes to politics and the global stage for President Trump. Starting the week off in Saudi Arabia, he is wrapping the week up this morning. It is the final day of his first trip abroad. He has a meeting with the Group of Seven and African nation leaders. He is seated right now between the president of Tunisia and the president of Niger for his first meeting of the day. He was also spotted this morning chatting with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel before that session began. He returns to Washington late tonight. Now, you've heard some of the social media stuff, like the handshake with the new French president, aggressive handshake of President Trump, they said. They'd also apparently briefed the French president, so the French, if you look at it carefully, the video I saw of it, the French president was actually gripping Donald Trump's hand. But anyway, much made about that, much made about the dancing in Saudi Arabia. Not a whole lot said in the, you know, mainstream media about what seems to be a very successful trip for the president in his overseas travels. Now, some may say he rattled some allies in Europe, but maybe they needed to be rattled. You know, maybe that's necessary. Maybe the budget. Maybe somebody at some point says we can't keep spending a gabillion dollars more than we take in. Of course, he's being toasted by the Democrats for the budget proposal. Anybody in their right mind knows the president's budget is not what's going to end up as the final budget. It's a negotiation. If you're going to negotiate and you want to end up with 50 cents, you don't start with 50 cents. You start with a dollar and you hope to meet in the middle. So all of the shock and awe over the president's budget, it's a negotiation. We have a new Republican congressman to be in Montana. Greg Gianforte wins. You've probably seen and heard about that story this week, especially heard the audio. And without rehashing that, we'll get to that a little later. Maybe we'll throw that in. But he won the election. And you remember how the Democrats have pushed so hard on early voting to make the polls more accessible for everybody, young people, people who, you know, just can't get out there for some reason on election day, so they need a month to make it to the polls. Anyway, kind of backfired on the Dems in Montana because 67% of Montanans had already voted before the knockdown dragout with the congressman-elect. So 67% of the vote was in, people couldn't change their minds after that, even though it became an international news story. Speaking of international news stories, the Washington Post and the New York Times continue to feed the animals in that media zoo around the Russia investigation. Latest, Jared Kushner, now a focus in the Russia investigation. That's the headline. So, of course, everybody yesterday roars off to make that the lead story in the news. Now, we've known about this meeting he had with the banker and Kislyak. That's not news. We've known about that for a long time. But I guess we were running out of leaks and things. It's a holiday weekend. Maybe the leakers were off yesterday. I don't know. So we dredge up the story. Now, there's something now. The latest on it is that he was trying to, you know, hook up a secret channel for communications with Moscow. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know, because there's not a real factual attributable source. We don't know about that one. I'll tell you what, today I would try and set up a top secret channel of communication with anybody I had to talk to if I was in the White House, because the White House is leaking like a sieve. So the only way you can say anything and not have it all over the world in the lead story of the news is to have a secret channel of communication. So I don't see that as a horribly bad idea at this point. But anyway, that was back during the transition, so whatever. One quick note. On that story that flooded mainstream media and gave everybody that headline about Kushner being a focus, if you got five paragraphs into it, which most people don't get five paragraphs into stories anymore, especially when the mainstream media is going to do a 25-second blurb. Well, in the fifth graph, quote from the Washington Post, "The Post has not been told that Kushner is a target or the central focus of the investigation, and he has not been accused of any wrongdoing." That was the fifth graph. Down there at the tenth paragraph, "That's not to say meeting with the Russians equates to colluding with the Russians." Duh. Thanks for taking 10 paragraphs to get that out there. And the 15th final paragraph, 15 paragraphs in, many people had fallen asleep by the time they got to the 15th paragraph, if they got there. "Exactly what investigators want to know from Kushner, whose lawyer said he will cooperate, exactly what investigators want to know from Kushner isn't clear." So let's just throw up some real clouds over Jared Kushner. Unbelievable. Hillary Clinton's sore loser summer tour continues. She was at Wellesley College yesterday. Fabulous sound bites up next, right after traffic and weather.
So far, so good on area freeways. The Beltway, Interloop, and Outer Loop, we aren't seeing any delays at all. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge through Maryland, we've got it down to just a couple of lanes because they've got a construction zone set up. Here in the district, we do have a crash that's been there for a couple of hours. We're checking now to see exactly what's going on, but it's on New York Avenue. It's affecting traffic both directions between North Capitol and Florida. All of the lanes are blocked through there. The police are detouring you around, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And the WMAL Weather Channel forecast for Memorial Day weekend. Look for a high of 75 today. It's nice outside right now, but we do have a chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms during the afternoon. Highs near 75. It's a 50-50 chance of rain for tonight. Down to 61. Tomorrow looks better. Sunshine, highs of 78 coming up on Sunday. And looking ahead to Memorial Day Monday, we are looking for afternoon thunderstorms with a highs of 86 and, again, a 50-50 chance of rain on Monday. Outside now in Washington, it is 61, and we are getting up to 75 this afternoon. 617, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we were talking about the president's trip just a minute ago, and I think this summarizes it. I don't know why. I love this clip from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson You all know the one, it's not my first rodeo. Well, here's Chris Wallace with the Secretary of State last weekend during the Saudi trip.
We all got to see, I don't know that you've gotten a chance to see it, but we all got to see the video yesterday of you participating in that traditional Arab sword dance. And I have to tell you, you look pretty good while you were doing it. Frankly, more comfortable than the president or Commerce Secretary Ross. Had you been practicing, sir?
Well, I hadn't been practicing, Chris, but it was not my first sword dance.
Was it my first rodeo? No, it wasn't my first sword dance. We have a lot of experienced people in the cabinet and in the White House, and it's not their first rodeo, and it's not their first sword dance.
Secretary Tillerson, I think I can safely say that it's the first time we've ever heard on Fox News Sunday, this is not my first sword dance.
Anyway, we move on to Hillary Clinton. Now, you may remember that the president spoke at a graduation, Coast Guard graduation, and was criticized because he was kind of lamenting on where he was with the media and telling people to be strong. And the president was criticized for that. Well, Hillary spoke at her alma mater yesterday. Well, she took the president's strategy of sort of lamenting, and she matched it, raised it once, raised it again, and raised it again.
You may have heard that things didn't exactly go the way I planned. But you know what? I'm doing okay. I won't lie. Chardonnay helped a little, too.
Okay, that's a real philosophical statement there. She went on. Let's turn to James Comey.
And by the way, we were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice. After firing the person running the investigation into him at the Department of Justice.
Yeah, that's right. She was talking about Richard Nixon, alluding to, of course, James Comey and President Trump. She went on.
You know, 4 years ago, maybe a little more or less for some of you. So, man, I've got to get a lozenge. Thank you. I told the trustees I was sitting with after hearing Tala's speech, I didn't think I could get through it. So we'll blame allergy instead of emotion.
Somebody else to blame. All right, we got two more. I'm sorry, I know it's Saturday morning. You probably don't want to hear Hillary bashing away, but you need to know.
Some are even denying things we see with our own eyes, like the size of crowds.
Wow, sounds like Stephen Colbert, doesn't she? I mean, it sounds like the late night shows.
When people in power invent their own facts and attack those who question them, it can mark the beginning of the end of a free society.
As if she never did that. Okay. Well, that's just a sampling. There's more, but we won't necessarily go down that road. And while we got the sound bites up, we've got just one from the president's weekly address. You've heard all the criticism of the budget. Well, here's what the president has to say about the budget he proposed.
But I'm proud to tell you that the first budget we are releasing provides a firm new foundation for the safety and also for jobs and prosperity for all Americans in the years to come.
And, of course, he will come back to face the debate and the turmoil on Capitol Hill, of course, over his budget proposal, as well as the Russia madness that the media is just swarming all over. All right. Quick note out of Britain. British police investigating the concert bombing in Manchester say they have made two more arrests today. Two men, aged 20 and 22, detained early this morning. Suspicion of terror offenses. Police used an explosive device to get into a property to make those arrests. 11 suspects now in custody. We will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning to get the very latest.
At Advance Auto Parts, you can find the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Think of us as that friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about you and is always willing to lend a helping hand without expecting anything in return. Unlike Jerry, who always has something come up and then wonders why he isn't invited over on Sundays. You know what you did, Jerry? Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my empowered weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks you're on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your empowered weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life. Forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It's the big screen stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation? Pay off bills or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of the most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Saturday morning update. We are at 6:28. It is Memorial Day weekend in the nation's capital. And of course, that means the Memorial Day concert, Westlawn, United States Capitol, broadcast nationwide, 8 o'clock tomorrow night on PBS 28th Annual. This year's lineup, if you haven't heard, the classical singer Renee Fleming, singer and actress Vanessa Williams, country singer Scotty McCreery, John Odrasik of the band Five for Fighting, the Irish tenor Ronan Tynan, also scheduled to perform. It includes a 75th anniversary tribute to the Doolittle Raid, the bombing mission over Tokyo during WW2. Actor Gary Sinise on hand to present that portion of the program includes a tribute to 101-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Dick Cole, the sole surviving member of the Doolittle Raiders. That is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on PBS.
hosted by actors Lawrence Fishburne and Joe Mantegna, hosting the Memorial Day concert here in Washington. News coming up, we'll be chatting with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. We'll talk with Captain Kevin Wensing, get the latest on the PGA tournament and how the members of the military families and all can participate. And also we will talk to John Gizzi in the next half hour. So stay with us.
Good morning. It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. The lead story in the news, President Trump's son-in-law and trusted aide Jared Kushner reportedly discussed creating a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Correspondent Pamela Brown tells us the contact was noted in a report by Kislyak to his superiors.
According to the Washington Post, during the December meeting, Kislyak was reportedly caught off guard by the unusual request that an American would use Russian communications gear in its embassy. The meeting was relayed back to Russia by Kislyak. It is important to note, though, that Russians will sometimes feed false information into communication because they're well aware that U.S. intel is listening in.
Kislyak reportedly told higher-ups in Moscow that Kushner suggested the proposal in a meeting at Trump Tower, in which Kislyak went through the back entrance, not the front, like everyone else was at the time. Former embattled National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was also in attendance in December. Kushner suggested using Russian diplomatic facilities in the United States for the communications, that according to the Post. Fox News' Sean Hannity has lost some sponsors for talking about the murder of the former Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich and a story linking Rich to the Clinton email scandal that was later debunked by his own network. Correspondent John Stolness has more for us.
As of Friday, nine companies had pulled ads from the show, including financial services firm USAA, which caters to military families, mattress maker Casper, and Cars.com, among others. However, major sponsors like Lexus and Mercedes-Benz, who pulled ads from the O'Reilly Factor after sexual harassment allegations against Bill O'Reilly, are not doing the same with Hannity. Mercedes-Benz said this was a matter of First Amendment rights. After initially continuing on with the Rich story, Hannity has said he will stop talking about it for now at the behest of the Rich family. I'm John Stolness.
Gas prices are higher on this Memorial Day weekend, but some 40 million of us are still hitting the road. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. About the only accident being worked now is on Rock Creek Parkway here in the district. Northbound traffic affected around P Street Northwest. It's all off on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 60% chance of showers today across the district. Right now, 62 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
If you're looking at your monthly financial statement and wondering what you're paying for, you're not in a true wealth management relationship. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. We give you all the investment and financial planning guidance you need, and when you need it. For a collaborative financial partner who keeps your bottom line in mind, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Most adults take supplements hoping to improve their health. They don't do anything to prevent illness. That's why I created Texas Superfood. It's pure, natural nutrition. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. Get better energy, focus, better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, get the third bottle free. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com.
I'm Parker, former member of the United States Navy and general sales manager at Ted Britt. From all of us at Ted Britt Automotive, we proudly support our troops.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL Memorial Day weekend, and Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you, and we can talk about El Presidente Obama's travel tab. There's been so much made about Donald Trump's travel tab. What's the final check on President Obama?
Yes, the final check on former President Obama has been watched very closely by Tom Fitton. He's the lead investigator over there at Freedom Watch, a very meticulous group, and he has been following how much President Obama has spent riding around on Air Force One forever, it seems, but he has a final tab for all of us to know how much was spent on flying Air Force One around the nation for 8 years. And, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this final number? Here it is, $99,714,527.82.
Wow.
So that's how much the tax dollars went, and interestingly enough, our friend Mr. Fitton says he's got one other Freedom of Information Act FOIA request in with the Air Force, because there were a couple of trips that Mr. Obama made shortly after he left office. That was to go to California and French Polynesia. So more to come on that. Again, that's over $99 million, almost $100 million, primarily to operate Air Force One. There is some incidentals about accommodations for personnel and all that other stuff. But Mr. Fitton says, of course, we are also actively tracking the travel expenses of President Trump. So more to come on this line of thinking.
I wonder if they tally up the expense of the local authorities who have to man the streets during motorcades. If you've ever seen a motorcade in Washington, D.C., the number of officers that have to be out blocking intersections and everything else, I mean, you start to add that up over 8 years. Goodness. Well, it's been another long week for Fox News. First, they were after Bill O'Reilly. They've been after Sean Hannity this week. What's the latest at Fox?
Yeah, you know, we see these bad news for Fox News kind of in episodes, and we're in a major episode right now. Indeed, you mentioned the departure of Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, the unfortunate and untimely death of Roger Ailes also. And now we come to Sean Hannity, who has temporarily left the air. He will be back on Tuesday, and this is all revolving around a certain story, a controversial, conspiratorial-type story that the Fox News actually retracted that story, but five advertisers have already pulled their commercials from Mr. Hannity's show, and that's playing hardball out there. And the one thing I always remind people that with all this drama that goes on, Fox News, according to Nielsen Media Research, has been the leading news channel for 15 years. They are also number one in the entire cable realm. That's beating HGTV and ESPN and all those folks for about the past 6 months. So keep that in mind when these episodes happen. But a whole group of people have stepped forward to defend Mr. Hannity this week, probably in the last 24 hours, and I will make a quote here from Phil Valentine. He's a Westwood One talk radio host. This is what he has to say. He's warning that the radical left has mobilized against Hannity. And he says, he's a very outspoken fellow. He says the radical left loves to call conservatives fascists, yet there is nothing more fascist than shutting down people who dare to utter something counter to your worldview. And he has a message for all of the talk radio hosts. I guess this includes you, too, Rick. He says they're coming for Hannity today. If they succeed, you may very well be next. Again, this is Phil Valentine talking about Sean Hannity's predicament. And also someone that came forward is Brent Bozell. He is the founder of the Media Research Center. It's a conservative press watchdog. Again, another meticulous group. He says the attack on Sean Hannity is part of the liberal strategy to reestablish their monopoly over television news. They want only one voice in the air, their own. All others must be silenced. And these outspoken things would suggest that there is a calculated war going on against Fox News. So more to come on that, Rick. Again, these things come in episodes, but always remember, look at those Nielsen media research ratings on Fox. And that's where some of the truth lies.
So how about that Bernie Sanders writes a new book? Who'd he write it for?
Well, you got to love this. It looks like Senator Bernie Sanders is kind of starting them young these days. He is not working on a fancy memoir. He's not writing a book to launch a new political campaign. This is the name of his next book, The Bernie Sanders Guide to Political Revolution. Oh, my gosh. Well, guess what, Rick? This is meant for a teenage audience. Think about that. A lot of people get kind of, what's going on there? It's coming out in August, and it is literally a progressive guide for the young and restless. You have to wonder, is Mr. Sanders going to revisit his youth when he grew up in the 1960s? Only the publisher, Henry Holt, knows. But the book is, according to an exclusive interview that Senator Sanders gave to Get This Teen Vogue, they are describing the book as a one-stop shop for teenagers hoping to learn more about progressive causes and how to mobilize around key issues that they care about. They're suggesting that those issues are income equality, climate change, health care, law enforcement reform, prison system reform, and student loan debt, all that kind of stuff. He says that they want students to know what they're up against and how best to tackle these problems. Again, this is a book by Senator Bernie Sanders for teenagers.
So I wonder if there is a chapter in there that tells teens how to wipe that stupid grin off their faces when they're protesting. Have you ever noticed the world's coming to an end? You know, it's climate change or it's somebody's rights have been violated, and everybody's in the protest and they're all smiling and laughing. I never understood that.
Well, that's because they're taking selfies. And, you know, speaking of smiling and laughing, I have three quick polls I got to tell you about really, really quickly. They kind of are a reflection of modern life, at least this week. 77% of Americans now say that American morality has hit rock bottom. This is, again, 77% of Americans say that morality has pretty well tanked. This is according to a Gallup poll, another poll of the day. Our money woes are actually fading. This is a sort of a tribute, I think, to the Trump administration. This is, again, another Gallup poll. They said Americans are less worried about 8 specific financial issues than they were last year, with concerns about some issues falling to their lowest level in a decade or more. And this is according to, you know, whether you can save enough money for retirement or pay your medical bills, all those kind of practical concerns. And last but not least, America's political anxiety is lessening. How about that? We used to talk about having a post-election stress disorder, collective trauma, Trump trauma, election anxiety. Well, apparently it's dissipating a little bit. And none other than the American Psychiatric Association is saying this. They polled people and said, hey, how do you feel about politics? Are you still worried about it? And they say that Americans are split on whether they are anxious about the impact of politics in their life. 51% are anxious, 49% are not. But relatively few, only 16%, say they are extremely anxious and on the impact of politics on their lives. And they say this is fairly consistent among all age groups. So not so much anxiety out there.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter @HarperBulletin. Thank you and have a great holiday.
Thank you so much, Rick. You too.
We'll try. 6:44 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Then we'll get the latest on the seniors PGA tournament happening in town. And if you're a member of the military, would like to go out, we'll tell you how you can go. It's a very interesting concept they've come up with. Also, we will be talking with John Gizzi shortly, and we will be talking with Robert O'Brien, who's an expert on leadership and the foreign policy of a number of the presidential candidates recently. We're going to talk with him about the president's trip as well. So lots to go on the Saturday morning update.
Not a bad start to a Saturday morning on a holiday weekend. Really, just a couple of accidents to report. They're both in the district. The first on Rock Creek Parkway. This is going to be right around P Street Northwest on the right side of the road. No big delay through there, but just watch for it. Also in the district here on New York Avenue, both directions affected between North Capitol and Florida. They've still got all of those lanes blocked for a crash that happened about 2.5-3 hours ago. We'll let you know when it gets picked up. We aren't seeing any issues on the Beltway Inner Loop or Outer Loop or any of the area highways or interstates. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm today, otherwise high of 75, 50-50 chance of rain. For tomorrow, we're looking pretty good. High 78, just a 10% chance of rain on Sunday. Again, 50-50 chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon on Monday with a high of 86, 61 right now. Heading to 75 this afternoon, 6:45 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is Memorial Day weekend, and it is almost summer, which means people are going to get out on the golf course. And we have an opportunity for not only golfers to get on the golf course this weekend, but military families. It's something kind of cool going on at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. And we are joined by Captain Kevin Wensing. He is the chair of the military committee of the PGA Seniors. Good morning, Captain Wensing. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
The neat hook here is that military families can come out all weekend at no cost and watch the tournament action, the tournament, which is at the Trump National Club in Potomac Falls. This is a very nice thing that everybody's doing there.
It's fantastic that the Trump National Club and the PGA, KitchenAid, have been very generous to let all military families, National Guard, Reserve, anybody with a military ID come in for free the entire week of the tournament. There's free parking at the Purple Lot at Dulles International Airport, and then a free shuttle that takes all the fans right to the course. It's a phenomenal course, and they've got some of the legends of golf playing there this week.
Give us a rundown of the leaderboard as of Friday night.
The German great player Bernhard Langer is still in first place after he was in first place after the first round, continues to lead the field. Vijay Singh is in second. American Billy Andrade is in third. Tom Lehman, who everybody knows, a great legend of golf, is in fourth place. And you can go on the PGA.com website, look up the seniors, see all the players. I ran into Jeff Sluman, who I've known for a few years. I met him out when I was stationed in Hawaii. He played on the PGA Tour, played the Sony Open in Hawaii, and met him out there. And so I was running around the course, and I was over by the practice area, and I saw there he was, Jeff Sluman. So I said hello, and we had a chance to catch up, and he's a terrific guy. So he's in 34th. I'm rooting for Jeff Sluman.
This is not an annual event in D.C. It rotates around the country every year, doesn't it?
That's correct. It's the only time. It's the first time it's been in the D.C. area. The way the KitchenAid is a sponsor, and they're headquartered in Michigan. So on the even number of years, the tournament's held up in Michigan, and then the odd number of years, they move it around the country. So this year, we're fortunate to have it right here in the Washington, D.C. area at the Trump National Golf Club. It moves on, I think, back to Michigan the following year, then up to Rochester, New York, and all over the country. So it's a great way for people all around the country to see the senior golfers, which are some of the legends like Bernhard Langer, Vijay Singh, Tom Lehman, Tom Watson, John Daly. The list goes on and on. And these guys still play at a phenomenally high level. And what I've experienced when going out there, the atmosphere is a little more relaxed because these are champions who have made their careers, and it's not like the primary PGA Tour where they're hungry young guys and there's a lot of pressure on them because they're trying to make a name. These guys have already made their careers.
So if we have some military families interested in coming out, once again, the easiest way for them to go about it?
The easiest way is to, if you want to go to the tournament, the tee times are posted on the PGA website. They start about 8 o'clock in the morning, and they go to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the tournament keeps going to about 6 p.m. So you can kind of check your schedule and drive out to Dulles, go to the Purple Lot, and you get a free pass to park there at the Purple Lot. And then they'll put you on a shuttle bus, take you over to the course, show your military ID when you get to the course, and you get a pass to go in and roam around the tournament. And they've got great interactive things for kids. KitchenAid is a sponsor, so they've got a lot of celebrity chefs out there whipping up all kinds of great food. And it was kind of entertaining, and they have a huge KitchenAid pavilion. And, you know, you can get some ideas for renovating your kitchen, your house, and I certainly did when I was out there.
Something for everybody, huh?
Indeed. Fun for the whole family. And Memorial Day, Saturday or Sunday, great place to go and spend you know, a few hours and see some of the great players of golf.
Sure beats watching golf on TV, huh?
Well, it's a lot. You know, these guys are really talented. I mean, you know, Marco Miro was out there in the practice round just cranking the ball, and John Daly, it was phenomenal. I mean, you see it on TV, but it's a whole different thing to be there in person and watching these phenomenally great players. And they're all, you know, friendly guys. They come up, they're signing autographs, they were tossing balls to the kids and doing a lot of autographs and that kind of thing. So I think fun, like you say, fun for the whole family. And, you know, wonderful food. And the course is a beautiful course at Trump National. Goes right up to the Potomac River, and the views are breathtaking.
Full details at PGA.com. It's right there on the homepage. Captain Kevin Wensing, U.S. Navy, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Rick. Happy Memorial Day.
And to you too, sir. It is the Saturday morning update, and we are now at 6:51, and plenty to cover. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, our national security expert, get the very latest on the Manchester bombing, the arrests in London this morning.
Managing your own checking account? A good idea. But managing your own retirement account? Probably not such a good idea. In fact, that's one of the most widespread myths people have about preparing for retirement. What are the others? Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services are inviting you to an educational dinner event to find out. Abe is going to bust the five most common myths people have about retirement. Myths that could keep you from building a successful retirement. You and your spouse will learn some information you can actually use, and you'll enjoy some delicious award-winning Italian cuisine in the process. Thursday, June 8th, there's no charge. You'll be there as Abe and Shelley's guests. Make your reservations by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, License Number 557877.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL Memorial Day weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. President Trump, global trip this week. And to get an assessment, we're joined by Robert C. O'Brien. He has authored the book While America Slept, Restoring American Leadership to a World in Crisis. Robert also was a foreign policy advisor to Governor Scott Walker and Senator Ted Cruz during the 2016 presidential campaign, also served as a senior advisor to Governor Mitt Romney in both of his presidential campaigns. Robert, great to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
One of the things you point out in the book, and I wanted to start off with before we get into the Trump trip, is the underreported failures of the Obama administration. And I don't do this to harp on Obama as much as I do it just to say, what has Trump inherited and what has he got to deal with?
You know, President Trump walked into the Oval Office and faced probably the biggest unsavory pastiche of foreign policy problems of any president since, you know, certainly Ronald Reagan, but maybe even dating back to the 1930s. We've got a serious problem with Iran. Its intercontinental ballistic missile program is going full force. Everybody's been watching the situation in North Korea, where they've had 8 years of unfettered progress towards miniaturized nuclear weapons and ICBMs. We had, you know, ISIS, which Obama labeled the JV team, built a caliphate the size of England that we're fortunately rolling back right now. Certainly Russia and China, our peer competitors, have made gains. Russia with the annexation of Crimea, and China in the South China Sea building its island chain there. So President Trump walked into really a foreign policy mess, and he's going to have a lot to sort out during the next 4 years.
So you've seen the trip this week as he wraps it up. Your assessment of how he fared?
I think that the trip was a positive for the president. I mean, number one, there was a lot of news regarding the investigations of former National Security Advisor Flynn, the appointment of Mueller, the Comey fallout. It was good for the president to get out on the road where his powers as his executive powers are the greatest in the foreign policy arena, and go out and make some progress in areas that President Obama wasn't able to. I thought what was striking was the reception he received in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a traditional American ally, but we've had a very chilly relationship with the Saudis during the Obama years. They truly rolled out the red carpet for him, and they got behind a global center to fight jihadism. They signed up upwards of $300 billion in commercial deals with the United States. So that trip was a real victory in solidifying an old alliance and hopefully bringing some serious jobs to America. He then went to Israel, another place, a very close ally that President Obama had treated terribly during his time in office, you know, most recently by not vetoing a Security Council resolution against Israel that created real problems for the Israelis in the West Bank. So he was received positively in Israel. He went on and delivered a tough message that had to be delivered in Brussels to NATO, that our allies have to pay their fair share. If our allies are really concerned about Vladimir Putin, then they need to invest in their own defense. As General Mattis, our Secretary of Defense, said, we can't love European children more than the Europeans love them themselves. So they've got to defend themselves. So he had a good visit with the Pope. So I think it's all in all been a very favorable foreign tour for the president, a great inaugural foreign set of foreign visits for him as the chief executive.
You mentioned the Russia investigation. How does the president address the cloud, the Russia issue moving forward? What is he learning and where does he go from here?
Well, I think the president's learning from this trip that what he has to do is focus on his job. I mean, he's got the White House counsel, Don McGahn, who's an excellent lawyer. He's just hired Kasowitz, a very well-known litigator in New York, to represent him personally in the matter. And he's got to let his lawyers deal with it. He has to focus on his policy agenda, you know, restoring American leadership abroad, rebuilding the American military, and rebuilding our economy through the rollback of regulation, tax reform, repealing and replacing Obamacare, and infrastructure. So when he focuses on those issues, he's going to get big wins politically. His voters are going to be pleased with his performance. And I think he's got to try and compartmentalize as much as possible this background noise regarding the investigations. He's got great lawyers. Let them take care of it. He needs to focus on putting points on the board and wins on the board on the policies that he promised his voters.
President Trump, interesting strategy with China. What are the key things to watch in our relationship with China moving forward as to whether he's succeeding or not? You write extensively about China in your book.
Sure. Look, the story of the 21st century is the rise of China. And the rise of China has been facilitated by the United States. We let China into the World Trade Organization on very, very favorable terms. The United States Navy has policed the global sea lanes so that China could engage in trade all over the world. We've done everything we can to help make China prosperous with the idea that it would be peaceful. Unfortunately, the Chinese, as they've grown to great power status, have been expansionist. They're threatening Taiwan continually. They're building fortified military bases in the South China Sea. They are threatening our ally Japan in the East China Sea over the Senkaku Islands. Certainly India continues to have issues with China on the border. The absorption of Tibet was a very early version of what the Russians have done with Crimea and Ukraine. So China's become an expansionist power. We need to work with the Chinese, but we also need the Chinese who've benefited from this liberal global order and this great international economy that the U.S. has underpinned to play by the rules, not threaten their neighbors with the use of force, and to be good partners. And if they don't want to do that, then the United States is going to have to take, you know, a different tack.
Robert O'Brien, the book is While America Slept. Thank you very much for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
and to you. It is now 6:59. Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up, we will get the latest on the budget that the president has proposed and that Montana election.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, my car started
squealing?
Yeah. So I want to replace my
brake pads.
Wow, you really know your
stuff.
Well, I've got a lot to do. I think I'm going to need some...
Coffee?
Yeah.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have the quality parts you
want
to get the job done. Okay, it's starting to feel really
weird. Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.